Canadian Health Ministry shares foot fetish porn link instead of COVID data. By Peter Cadill on April 15, 2022. A Canadian Health Ministry has apologized for sharing a link to a foot fetish porn video instead of government COVID statistics. The Health Ministry in Quebec has been left red-faced and forced to apologize after a link was shared on official government social media directing netizens to a foot fetish porn video instead of to the government body's daily tally of local COVID cases. A spokesman for the ministry has since confirmed that an investigation is now underway into the sordid gaffe. According to a report by Le Journal de Québec, the now-deleted social media post linked to a video on Pornhub, a site that has previously found itself under heavy criticism for allegedly allowing child pornography and footage of rape to be disseminated on its platform. The publication went on to claim that it took around 30 minutes for the gaffe to be rectified, with the government department subsequently apologizing for the error. Due to a situation beyond our control, a link with inappropriate content was posted on our Twitter account, the online apology read. We are looking for the causes. We are sorry for the inconvenience. While the foot fetish porn link controversy has no doubt left a few Canadian officials embarrassed, they will at the very least be able to take solace in the fact that things could have been worse. For instance, they can be grateful that their adult content gaffe was nowhere near as bad as one which occurred in the Italian Senate last year, which saw an animated porn video broadcast live, both online and reportedly on television, during a meeting on government transparency. Held by the left-wing Five Star Movement, the publicly broadcasted meeting, which was attended by a Nobel Prize-winning physicist, was interrupted midway through by anime-style fan-made pornographic footage of a popular video game character. According to a Daily Mail report on the incident, the footage continued to be broadcast for around 20 seconds before being shut down. An organizer for the event claimed that someone had snuck into an online video call for the event, with the Italian wire service ANSA reporting one Italian senator as saying that she had reported the incident to the country's postal police, and that she hoped those responsible for the high-profile prank would be punished. Follow Peter Cadill on Twitter, at Peter_Cadill. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.